tells you this. Try a Lux Toilet Soap Beauty Bath next time you have a date to keep. It protects daintiness, makes you feel sure of yourself. May we add just this to Miss Parker's statement. Yet Lux Toilet Soap itself costs so little that any girl can buy it. And now, our producer. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Cecil B. DeMille.
Greetings from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. 20 years ago tonight in Washington, a group of weary statesmen left the council chambers of the nation, knowing that when they returned, they must seal a declaration no longer avoidable. On the following day, April 6, 1917, word went round the world that the United States had entered the war. There were those who had not waited. Among them, 19-year-old Ernest Hemingway, who had joined the Italian army. He emerged at the struggle's end with 4 possessions. On his chest, 2 medals for valor. In his shoulder, a silver plate, replacing what Steele had carried away. In his mind, a story that cried out to be written. Basing the tale largely on what his war-weary eyes had seen, he labeled it A Farewell to Arms. The world accepted it as one of the most graphic, true, and tender accounts of the conflict. Lawrence Stallings adapted it for the stage, and it came to still greater glory on the screen. For many months, we've aspired to bring A Farewell to Arms to the audience of the Lux Radio Theater, but patiently waited until we could announce the stars whom we present tonight. Clark Gable as Lieutenant Henry, Josephine Hutchinson as Catherine Barclay, Adolph Mongeau as Rinaldi, the same role he played in the picture, and Jack LaRue as Father Romano, the part he created for both play and screen. In his story, I don't think it was Mr. Hemingway's intent, nor is it ours, to point a finger at how the war began, nor how it ended. After 20 years, we've forgotten a lot. Perhaps it's just as well. But tonight at least, let us remember brave men and lost lovers as we dedicate this tale to those ordinary human beings caught in war's relentless circumstances. And now, the Lux Radio Theater presents Clark Gable, Josephine Hutchinson, Adolph Mongeau, and Jack LaRue in A Farewell to Arms. Military road in northern Italy, not far from the battlefront, a pitted road twisting down toward a plain. 3 ambulances freighted with wounded growl unsteadily forward. Frederick Henry, in the uniform of an Italian lieutenant, his steel helmet half down over his face, dozes beside Bonelli, the driver of the last ambulance.
Accidente, you hungry gun, you steal the ground.
Get off my lap, you're drunk.
Tenente Frederico, wake up.
Buy me a dark one. I don't want blondes, I like brunettes.
Please, please, Tenente Frederico, wake up.
What's that? Oh, Bonelli. Are we at the hospital yet?
No, Tenente, but you were sleeping and you talked.
Oh, did I? Well, what did I say?
What did you... You Americanos find pleasure no matter where you are. You have been dreaming about the girls again.
Oh, then I show good sense even in my sleep. What else is it to dream about? Think war all the time, Bonelli, and you'll blow out your brains.
Those men in the back, why do they not keep a quiet?
Find out what he wants.
What is the matter with your back of that? I'm getting you to the hospital as fast as I can. I can't stop. Nothing here. The brakes won't hold.
Poor devil, he's dying. He's well off, but he doesn't know it.
See, Tenente.
Don't hang on to those brakes. Throw your engine wide open. In the crash, it won't make matters much worse.
What, Tenente?
Drive faster. We can get down there in no time. Then you can help a man meet death.
You have ordered, Tenente.
Well, what'd you stop for?
We have run off the road, Tenente.
Get back there and see if you can help.